Cocaine-fueled drivers are avoiding detection through Victoria's limited drug drive test kits. We spoke with a Greens MP from Sydney who said that they've cut out the loophole in Sydney, and he said the only reason they didn't test in Sydney is that they chose not to. Superintendent John Fitzpatrick from VicPol. Superintendent, good morning to you.
Morning, Ross. Morning, John.
He asserts that in New South Wales, they just simply turned off the cocaine testing function on the machine. Does that represent what's happened here in Victoria?
No, it doesn't, Ross. We don't have... So, and I'm only assuming this, is that once they test New South Wales and they get a reading on the side of the road, they go into a bus and there's something else that's on the bus, which I'm unfamiliar with, but we don't test like that in Victoria. We have a oral swab that is given to a driver.
So why don't we currently test for cocaine? We test for ice, marijuana and ecstasy. Why don't we test for cocaine?
Well, I think when drug testing was originally brought into Victoria in 2004, we looked at the prevalent drugs that were associated in fatal and serious injury road trauma in 2004. So, you know, obviously things change over the years. But even in the last 5 years, cocaine has been detected in less than 1% of all road trauma in injured drivers.
So you're saying that cocaine doesn't turn people into bad drivers?
Well, I'm not saying. I'm saying what the evidence says is that over the last 5 years, cocaine has been detected in less than 1% of road trauma.
Is it fair to say, but what you're saying is we could test for cocaine, we just don't?
Well, I think one of the things that we'll look at with a bit of interest is how our colleagues in New South Wales go. I mean, Victoria Police are always trying to stay ahead of the game and looking at to be innovative. So we'll look with some interest about how our New South Wales counterparts go. And, you know, as I said, we're always reviewing our practices and we're, as you're probably already aware, we're the world leaders in drug testing. So we'll look at it with some interest and we'll, if the evidence shows it and we see what they do, then I'm sure that we'll be looking at it with some real interest.
Good on you, Superintendent. Superintendent John Fitzpatrick from VicPol. So in other words, they can, but they don't.
Because and it's involved in so few incidents.
So they're going to look and see whether it's of any use in New South Wales and make a decision.